This course was produced by Now You Know Media. Lectures are about 25 minutes in length and are designed to fit conveniently into your daily routine while commuting, exercising, or at home. We search the world for trusted expert presenters, record them in our studios, and deliver their knowledge to you whenever and wherever you desire. We invite you to visit our website, nowyouknowmedia.com, to explore our newest programs. Your presenter is David L. Hudson, Jr. David L. Hudson, Jr. is a First Amendment expert. He has authored, co-authored, or co-edited more than 40 books, including The First Amendment, Freedom of Speech, published by Thomson Reuters in 2012. Let the Student Speak, a history of the fight for freedom of expression in American schools, published by Beacon Press in 2011. And The Encyclopedia of the First Amendment, published by CQ Press in 2008. Hudson is a Justice Robert H. Jackson Fellow for the Foundation for Individual Rights in Education, or FIRE, and a First Amendment Fellow with the Freedom Forum Institute. He writes regularly for the ABA Journal and the American Bar Association.
Lecture 1, Overview and History of the Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights represents the first 10 amendments to the United States Constitution. When the Founding Fathers created the United States Constitution in September of 1787, they focused chiefly on the powers of the new government. They focused on the powers of Congress, the legislative branch. They focused on the powers of the executive branch in the form of a one-person presidency. And they focused even less on the powers of the judicial branch, most notably in the form of the United States Supreme Court. But what the Founding Fathers did not do in September 1787 was add a Bill of Rights to ensure individual liberty to everyday people from the powers of this new, vast, powerful central government. James Madison, who became known as the father of the Bill of Rights, recognized that many people in the country were afraid of the powers of this new central government. And so in June of 1789, he introduced a speech in Congress in the House of Representatives, in which he referred to the great rights of mankind that would ensure popular support for this new constitution. When the Founding Fathers met in secret in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, in the summer of 1787, their initial duty was merely to revise the existing United States government, something known as the Articles of Confederation. The new country had recently achieved independence after a 7-8 year struggle with Great Britain. And there were many in the country who feared the creation of a new tyrannical government in the form of a king like King George III. After all, the colonists had rebelled against such an autocratic dictator. And largely for that reason, the colonists created a government, the so-called Articles of Confederation, that failed to provide sufficient power for the central government to control these 13 different colonies. It soon became apparent that the Articles of Confederation was not sufficient to govern the new nation. Different states argued vociferously over navigation rights. They argued over different economic interests. And they even argued over border disputes. And the Articles of Confederation did not provide the central government with sufficient power to regulate the disputes between the different states. Ultimately, many leaders in the country, including men like...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?